Lakeland. The basketball season has officially started, and a lack of basketball referees is being felt across the Lakeland. Darren Galashik is the president of the Northeast Alberta Schools Athletic Association, NEASAA, and says that some areas, such as the St. Paul region, had next to no referees to start the season. Other areas, such as the Bonnyville and Lac La Biche regions, had just two or three referees on the list. "We are in drastic need of people," says Galashik. Schools across the province were unable to have a basketball season last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, so student-athletes are excited and ready to get going this season, says Galashik, who is also a longtime coach at Glendon School. The St. Paul Athletics Association, SPAA, is the largest it's been in about a decade, with 8 boys teams and 6 girls teams. The Lakeland League, which is made up of the larger schools in the region, is also very active. Between league games and weekend tournaments, referees can be very busy if they choose to be, making extra cash and perhaps more importantly for the larger community, supporting the area's youth. "Despite getting paid, it's a really good service to kids," says Galashik. He acknowledges that having a year off for many past referees may mean they have moved on to other jobs that don't allow them to be referees, or perhaps they decided to take a break and have decided not to return to refereeing yet. And while the job is paid, Galashik notes it can feel like a thankless job. But, with the hopes of attracting new, and possibly young, referees, leagues across the Lakeland will be asked to be understanding and patient with those who do step up to become referees. "There are always growing pains, of course," says Galashik, speaking to newcomers coming on board as referees, "but those involved will communicate with the basketball community that there will be fresh faces on the court." When asked what is needed to become a referee, Galashik says, "There is a full mentorship program in our area. Jason Coslow at Assumption Junior, Senior High School in Cold Lake is the best contact for those who wish to get involved," says Galashik. "Referees must take a course, which can mostly be done online, write a test, and take part in training sessions. It isn't a long process to become a referee if someone is committed to getting on the court." When asked if the shortage goes beyond the St. Paul, Bonnyville and Cold Lake regions, Galashik says he can it is highly likely that the shortage is being felt in other communities. He notes that in the past, he has had to resort to finding referees from outside communities to help with tournaments, which can be quite expensive once travel, meals and hotel expenses are covered. Even asking a referee in Cold Lake to come to travel to Ashmont, for example, proves to be a challenge, and makes for a long drive. "But, we have to do it for our kids. Finding referees in each community is clearly ideal." While Galashik says it may be more likely to find young referees, such as young adults who are just a year or two out of high school, played basketball, and decided to stay in the area, he is open to anyone who may want to take the course and join. "Some referees who haven't ever played the sport could be naturally good referees," says Galashik. "Having some high school-aged referees could also prove to be useful since they would be able to help out with junior high basketball teams," he adds. With the first league games within SPAA set to begin on December 8, Galashik and other coaches are hopeful help can be found soon. "There are games to be had, but it will be a struggle.